Jammers.
Wait, what's the show?
Jammers,
the Selfish Health Podcast.
Jammers.
Holy shit, I'm Wendy Starling.
Hello.
I'm Megan Rice.
And.
Hey.
Stephen Penta. And
real stoked to be here.
Should we try to actually bring in guests and help people?
Ooh.
I mean, like, it's Selfish Health.
Jammers.
We made up a term. We can do whatever the fuck we want. Oh, you look cute. Your makeup's all
still
on.
Night jammers.
Oh, I'm so tired.
I know.
Our lawyer was just here.
Oh, cool. How's he?
Fine. I told him we were recording at 4:00. And he was like, okay, cool. And then at 3:30, he was like, I'm in front of your house. I was like, great. I'm at work still. Perfect. So he just dropped off donuts and he was like, okay, well, call me later this week. So
that's a good lawyer. That's the best kind of lawyer.
Lawyer.
They bring donuts and fucking go away.
Well, he's also an unemployed lawyer right now since the government shut down.
Oh.
So if we need any lawyering advice, now's the time to really.
Hot rates on freelance to government
really
lawyering.
Really go for it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I should have been like, actually, you're the guest on the episode now.
Yeah. Well, free advice and we'll pay you in donuts. We'll just give you back the donuts you brought.
Yeah. Exactly.
Just one by one. Oh, my God. This is a fun jammers because we haven't talked. None of us have talked to each other in like two weeks.
No, not since the new year.
I know.
We've all had adventures.
Yeah.
We are primed and real wiry.
Yeah, we're all real excited to be back.
It's another episode of Night Jams.
Yeah, it's a Night Jammers, which is good.
Always changing.
It's like
it up.
A late afternoon jams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me.
You know,
I know.
Evening jams.
But I worked all day, so it's like a sleep jams.
Yeah. So to you, it feels like 2 a.m.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's a morning jammers for me.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's an early morning jammer. So happy new year, guys.
Happy new year.
Is it though? Because I'm still writing 2018 on everything. So as long as I'm doing that, it's fine.
New year.
Yeah. New year. So. New. I mean, fucking what? So. Man.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Where do we begin?
I don't know. Stephen and I just went on. I got here.
We
I got here early because the 7 train is shut down. And so I had
to take. 7 train shut down?
Oh, yeah.
Trains.
It was great.
Oh, geez.
I was like, I'll just walk. And it was like 38 degrees. And I'm like, I will get in a cab.
Yeah.
I'll just walk into this warm bodega.
Across the river to the ferry to walk.
Yeah, I had to walk. I had to take. Listen, get out your notepads, kids. When you come to New York City, here's a real New York City sentence. I had to take the 6 to the R and get off at Queensboro Plaza. And I was like, I'll just walk. It's like a mile and a half. And then I was like, oh.
And then you're like, it's winter.
Yeah. It's winter. And I'm only when I cut all my hair off. So now I'm so cold. My neck is cold. Jesus.
Yeah, that was a dumb time to cut your hair.
I know.
That's the dead of winter.
That's the last time that I shaved it was like right before it got cold in New York. And I was like, I forgot. I'm not in California anymore. That was when I first moved here. I was like, I'm mad a boy didn't call me back. I'm shaving my head. And then the sun went away forever.
Yep.
And I was not happy about it. So what'd you guys do? I was just in New York all the holidays. You guys did stuff. What'd you guys do?
Well, we went to St. Louis where I got the stomach flu again.
Yeah. You texted me.
Two years in a row.
That's crazy.
Years in a row.
Are you allergic to something in St. Louis?
Well, I told his parents that if it happens next Christmas, I'm never coming back for Christmas.
That's so insane that you got the stomach flu. Again, how long were you sick?
Yeah. I was only sick I was like very sick for like 24 hours. Or like vomiting with a high fever.
Nice.
And then I just felt terrible for 3 days.
Nice. That's a good way to get out of like holiday chores and also... Drop some
family obligations.
Yep, family obligations, and you can eat more pie because you're going to throw it up anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. So I was just eating pie. I just had one piece of toast on Christmas Eve. It was the saddest Christmas Eve.
Oh, dude,
isn't that sad? I know.
What'd you put on?
But I was excited. I didn't throw it up. Nothing.
Oh, dry toast. I guess. Yeah, butter on.
Yeah. Them. Yeah. I put a stick of butter. I ate it like a sandwich.
All I had was one piece of toast. It's like a cannoli, but with butter.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Oh, that's exactly how I do. Cause I've been trying to do like intuitive eating where I'm like, eat whatever you want. But as long as you have to like, think you want it, it's very stupid.
Yeah, wait, no, that's no.
So it's this thing that I was reading about where they're talking about, like, instead of, you know, they're like, it's, they're all, because I'm so obsessed with like fad diets, because I think it's so interesting, because like we talk about, like, it's just all the same, like eat vegetables a lot and then like not a bunch of candy. Like, it's very simple.
Yeah, that's really all it is.
That's the fad.
They're really
no candy diet.
That's the basic of everything. But this one is called intuitive eating, and you're supposed to be like, they're like, eat whatever you want.
I hate it just because of the name. Yeah. By the way, 1000% I hate
like,
the name.
It's like, eat whatever you want, and just like, you just like feel like, what is your body like? Walk around and just think like, what does my body crave? Like, what do I want to eat? And then get ready to cringe. I'm waiting for Megan's face. And then while you're eating it, just like be mindful of like how your body feels when you're eating it.
Ugh.
And then be mindful of how you feel afterwards. I'm like, that seems like a lot of work when you could just be like, just throw some salad in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Throw some salad.
I think the goal is to force, like, when you're eating a slice of pizza, you have to think about the slice of pizza.
Right.
You have to shame eat a slice of pizza.
Yeah. I mean, it just sounds like shame eating.
That honestly is what.
Because it's like, eat whatever you want. Just think about how it's going to your thighs, you fat, gross monster.
That is like, my real diet. Like every Christmas cookie this year, I'm like, just going to do this because this is here. That's,
my friend Bill does that all the time. He will be eating carbs and he's just like, ugh, carbs.
I know. It sucks because then I'm like, well, but I'm eating something delicious and then fucking complaining about it. Like,
if you're going to eat a cookie, enjoy it.
Enjoy the cookie.
Yeah, exactly. Just eat the fucking cookie.
Yeah.
Oh, it's one of my favorite things. There's this place. Oh my God. I found a good pecan pie spot. And I've been 3 days a week. Cause I've
three
been
days
like
a week pecan pie.
Oh yeah.
That's some real intuitive dieting.
Well, I've had so much anxiety that I've just been like working out twice a day. And like, so I'm like, oh my God, I can eat pie. I eat pie like twice a day. And I just like, don't gain weight. And I'm like, this is the best diet I've ever been on.
Oh, just like manically work out.
And then just 5 hours
diet.
A day.
Right. Just have your body running so hot that you're just dropping
weight. Oh, the
other
night, I was out. It was a glamour post, and I was in like in my new like high waisted jeans that I love, and I was in like a crop top. And it was cold, and most people were like in long sleeve shirts. And somebody that was at the show touched my arm, and they go, "Your body temperature is really high." And I was like, "Oh, I'm in fear for my life constantly." I'm like, "It's the best night I've ever been on." Oh. I wake up trembling as if I have been doing cocaine until the like 5 minutes before my alarm went off, and I'm still sober, but I'm like, this is, I just wake up. I'm like, did I burn calories in the night? Time to have breakfast pie.
It's just like doing meth. It's great. Yeah. You can eat whatever you want because your heart rate's always 5,000 beats per minute.
Yeah. It's the best. But yeah, intuitive eating is, but yeah, if you just like think you want to eat it. And so when I put butter on my toast, because that's one of my favorite things to eat, but I was always
that tasty thing.
In my brain, and it's the most basic, but in my mind, I was like, this is bad. You shouldn't do it. But I do it like 3 times a week. It's the best. And I do that. I do one little piece of fitness bread.
Right.
I love that bread though. I hate that it's called fitness bread because it's like the douchiest. It's like anytime you're at a restaurant and like they'll have something on the menu that is like egg whites with like spicy turkey sausage and like
omelet.
Vegetables and stuff. Yeah, but it's like the Hollywood omelet.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like the like you're skinny now omelet. Like right. I just hate, and then I can't order it because I just like point at the menu.
I know, because that's always the stuff
I feel like an asshole saying it.
I know, because in the diners too, all the stuff that like you and I like where it's just like the tuna salad platter, which is tuna salad with a bunch of shit around it.
Right.
Those are all like the diet delight. And I'm like, I'm not ordering out of the section.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, exactly. It's you sound like an asshole.
Yeah. It sounds like a complete dick. But so I do the butter and I put like a half a thing of butter on fitness bread. And the picture of the fitness bread is like a woman.
The bitch running.
Yeah, it's a bitch. It's the best. And so I toast my fitness bread and then I put a half a stick of butter. And it's like the most. And I eat it butter side down on my tongue. Oh, my God. It feels just like being on a run.
You just close your eyes and you think about how it's like you're running.
Right.
But with your
intuition. I open my eyes and I look at the picture of that bitch jogging as I'm like slurping butter off the bread.
Yeah. You get a straw out.
Right.
You know, if your body says that's what you need, you're listening to your heart.
Yeah.
It's the heart. I like
my body needs butter.
Yeah. Yep.
Just a little bit of butter, but on this healthy ass bread. And that's an improvement.
Oh, yeah. Well,
this is why I'm not losing weight.
Yeah. No, it's because you feel shame about what you eat. You need to just like be okay. Oh my God.
No, just be always be ashamed.
Always be ashamed. Always. That's my plan.
Feel shame.
The always shame diet plan.
Just, yeah, just shame either way, whether you're eating junk food or trying to order something healthy.
Just take off my shirt. Deep sigh.
I feel like an asshole either way I go. So I may as well just have a donut. What kind of donuts did he bring you?
Like, I should go get them. We could have a donut taste test because I haven't tried them yet.
Ooh. Where are they from? California Donuts?
No, they're from SK.
Ooh, is that the place right by you guys?
No, that's the place right by Rob and Phoebe's place.
Okay.
It's kind of like mid-city-ish. Mm. It's like 3rd and La Brea almost.
Mm.
But it's fucking good.
Because
I don't like donuts. I'm not like a huge donut person, but this place has insanely good donuts.
Are verbally molesting these donuts.
I think about donuts.
I think I should get them and show them to you.
Yeah, let's look at them. Let's do it.
Because then you can't eat them, but you can think about eating them.
Yeah, this is a hot set.
Donut party. I like pistachios. Have you ever had a donut?
Bring them.
Yeah. Do you ever have the donuts with pistachios on them?
Yes.
God, that's
I just like pistachios on everything. Pistachio ice cream is my favorite ice cream.
Yeah. Oh, it's the best.
I once fucked a guy because he told me that pistachio ice cream was his favorite ice cream.
Calming
and I was
ground.
Like, well, that works for me.
See, that's what people should be basing relationships
Intuition
on.
Relationships.
Yeah, you should be basing relationships. People are like, what are we compatible? How many kids you want? It's like, no. What kind of ice cream do you like?
Yeah. How do you feel about pistachios?
Right. Specifically.
On everything? Yes.
Yeah. Put it on a salmon filet. Delicious.
I've been dating someone, and like every time she like calls out the flavor.
What's the pistachio situation?
The thing that, well, no, plus we're both non-pistachios.
Her nipples are pierced with pistachios.
It's a no pistachio.
She has nipple clamps, but they're just two pistachio shells.
Megan, as you can imagine, my pistachios did not line up with your pistachios. I'm sure you're very surprised to learn this.
I'm shocked.
Yes.
I am shocked.
Our food intuition is not aligned.
Yes, I'm shocked.
I don't think we're compatible.
Weird. So that's like
me and Steven don't have something in common?
No. This we would lose sounds food wrong. Speed dating.
I don't believe it.
No. Impossible.
I'd be like, how do you make a rotisserie chicken? And he'd be like, buy it.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
He just like pulls out a lot of change in his hands. I literally
walk like, across the street and I've come back with a rotisserie chicken. Like fucking magic.
How do you make money?
Yeah. I start editing a video and fucking send an invoice.
You put the oven on this many degrees?
I beg for jammo abs and give you a rotisserie chicken.
God. Yeah.
Oh, now I just want to eat those donuts.
I know. That's all I want to do. I had the best this pecan pie. This two redheads bake. This place, I want to take a picture of it and send it to you because this is what I feel like is what Mister's Bake Shop will look like.
What's the place?
It's called Two Red Hens Bakery. It's on the Upper East Side. And it looks like, I was like, this reminds me of like what reminds me of. This is what I imagine a Mister's Bake Shop.
No, it reminds you of, let's will it into existence.
Yeah, no, it does. I walk in, I'm like, oh, this looks like Megan's place. This would be how it would be set up.
There is a place, there's a bakery in New York, and they have a shirt I want to get. I might make you do it. Because then you could eat the food.
Yeah.
And also get me a shirt and send it as opposed to me just order it online. They have these shirts. They're super cute. They're pink shirts. God, I got to look up the name of the place. But the shirts say count orgasms, not calories.
Oh, nice. Mm. Oh, we got to look that up. Sassy. Oh, my God.
I'm going to look it up right now.
I'll go there.
Get on a tech nerd.
And I'll eat whatever you're going to eat. Steven, how was your Christmas? Because you did family stuff.
I did family stuff.
This
you
is
know,
always
this
fun.
Was, this was a weird this was a weird Christmas. I have to admit, like I did family stuff, but I spent, you know, I'm used to splitting Christmases. I'm used to doing like Christina family stuff and then my family stuff. And so this was the first Christmas that I've had full on family. I had a week of family time. And that's a lot of family time. I'm all set.
With
you know,
no distractions.
My family is great. I love them to death. But like I was ready to come home. And then I did a weird thing. I had a...
Oh, God.
Yeah. I've been seeing someone and she lives in Baltimore.
What's it called?
No. This two cool things. It's called Butter and Scotch, which is cute.
Cute. Oh,
I've heard of that.
And those shirts that I just... The Count Orgasms, Not Calories shirts. A, they're super cute. And 10% of the proceeds go to the Sex Workers Project.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that.
For all of those shirts.
That's great.
Meant to be.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So everyone go buy one of those shirts. And they're super cute. There's like little stars on them. They're real cute.
Nice.
They're pink. Anyways, so you're dating this whore from Baltimore.
So I'm dating this woman.
So you brought this chick to fuck in front of your family to spice things up because you were bored. Keep going.
Because your mom has barely used the vibrator.
I love that you guys know me so well.
Yeah, well, we know you give sex toys for presents.
I do give a sex toy for presents. I know that's very strange, but...
Oh, it's not... I wouldn't say...
Steven, great. Fucking,
strange is an understatement.
It's a great gift. It's genuine, heartfelt.
For your mother.
Not for my mother this year. Let's make it weird.
Okay, so this chick you're dating.
So she was driving up from Baltimore, and she was like, "I can't. I gotta get out of Baltimore like early, like whatever." And I'm like,
"It's like, oh, my mom has a vibrator.
You want to try it?"
That is exactly what happened. I will let you guys continue the rest of my story because honestly, that's where it ends.
Keep like, going.
No, so she came up.
And we're riffing.
We like hung out in Pennsylvania and had like a very backwoods day. And yeah, that was funny.
What's a backwoods day?
Like you?
Oh, just
her, your mother and her went into the woods, and you guys all shared the vibrator.
I don't know. I mean, what do you?
That sounds very incestual.
That sounds very backwoods. Yeah,
like we were riffing and doing jokes. It's called spicing up your story, Steven.
Right.
which they need it.
Right. Yep.
Okay.
But fair. It turns out we were not far off.
No.
What is a backwoods day?
It was a backwoods day. You know, we just sandwiches and chilling and bologna.
That's
bologna country. It's just a day. That's a day in
bologna.
You know how when someone
y'all kids want a hooey sandwich.
You know how when someone passes through your hometown and you're like, look at this fucking place that I grew up.
I could go for some grilled hooey right now.
Fried bologna sandwich, the best.
Nope.
That sounds nice.
Good. That's good poor person food.
It's good. It's good Pennsylvania.
Fried bologna and eggs.
Yeah, but no. Yeah. No.
But that's just a regular
No, we like went around and like, you know.
A lot of people like doing that. It sounds like it's called camping, which is one of my favorite activities.
Yeah. I don't know about camping. Camping's a stretch. Well, but.
What, that you would go camping?
Yeah, that I would go camping.
Oh, I know.
I'm not going camping.
You would never.
No, why would I?
No.
Hotels want you to stay there. Yeah. No.
Thanks, Steven. Is that what hotels want you to do?
Yeah. They're begging me. Show up with a pile of money and they give you a heated room. Why would I stay in this cold ass cabin?
I really want Preston and me to be camping people, and we're just not. Like, I want us to be camping people so bad. And when we did Big Sur and we camped and it was just like no one slept because it was so windy.
Yeah.
And the tent was just like rattling around like there was this. I still like to think that there was a Sasquatch just shaking the tent.
Just farting. There were two just farting.
Just farting in each. They were moving around kind of. Being like,
it sure is windy. And then just cut to the outside. It's two Sasquatches just eating bologna sandwiches and farting on your guys'
eating
tent.
Eating fried bologna and egg sandwiches.
Dual farting Sasquatch.
But it's because Preston made the point, which I think he's right, because it's like, I want us to be camping people. Like, I want our kids to grow up like camping. He's like, no, we stay in a place with a bed and then we can go do outdoor stuff.
Yeah. You're cabin campers.
During the day. Yeah. That was the point he made. That we're outdoorsy people.
Yep.
Right.
But that like sleep
under
in walls.
A little bit of heat, a little bit of walls, a little bit of heated showers. That's my base level.
Can I tell you what you guys can do? You can still make your kids be camping people, and you guys can say, this is what my parents did to my brother and I, which might explain
a
lot.
Oh, be monsters and make them sleep outside, and we're bye.
They would do that. We would go to Convict Lake, and we'd go camping, and at Convict Lake is really fun. That would be a fun trip, because you get, like, they have cabins where you can stay, but they also have a trek around where you can put your camper, and you can either stay in the camper, you can also set up tents.
Right.
And they have the river where you can go fishing, and this really pretty lake. It's fucking awesome. It's one of my favorite places. But growing up, we'd go there and our parents would sleep in the camper and like set up the tent. And my brother and I were like, fuck yeah. And we'd sleep in the tent all night and just be wild and sleep outside. And then it would, you know, and then you take showers and like, it's essentially, it looks like a urine bag now that I'm a grown up.
No, exactly. One time I went camping.
A colostomy bag?
Yeah, it looks like a colostomy bag. Yeah, where you just hang it like.
Never again. Nope.
Or like the morphine drip bags in the hospital, but you just like open it up and take a little rinse.
3-day long rock concerts where you're camping there.
Yeah.
Like, nope.
Yeah,
nope,
you just make your kids sleep outside on the ground. They're dumb. They won't know. And then once they're like 8 or 9.
They think it's fun.
Yeah.
Did you do that did you camp in people's backyards when you were a kid?
Yes.
Yeah, we used to do that.
It's the most fun.
We used to do it on sleeping bags on our trampoline.
Ooh.
That's cool.
Brag.
Yeah. Brag.
Steven, you had fancy, a trampoline.
Fancy suburban life in the backwoods, Pennsylvania.
That's, yeah. That's why you didn't have to watch a Mormon documentary.
Right. I don't write.
Because you're like, trampolines, I'm over it. Yeah. You're Mormon and you're lying.
I'm Amish and I'm lying.
How many non-Mormons have trampolines?
How many non-Mormons? Oh, damn. Everyone has a trampoline in suburbia.
Well, not that's not true.
Not no. Everyone. But like, if you have a yard and a child and you don't know what to do with them and you're trying to wear them out and you have no regard for their safety, you have a trampoline. Yeah.
I don't think trampolines are quite as popular as they were when we were kids.
I don't know, man. They're real popular in Pennsylvania still.
They're real dangerous. Trampolines are very dangerous.
Oh, believe me, my mother with the back injury was like eagle-eyeing us every day, just like, you can't.
I cracked my whole fucking shoulder and had to wear a weird cast because they couldn't. We were playing catch on the trampoline, which is a fucking genius idea. My brother and I, and we're like 9 and 10 years old, so, and you're like trying to super bounce each other.
Right.
But we would jump up really high and throw and play catch with each other, and I was right on the edge and I didn't realize it, and we're jumping and we're really, our family's competitive, and like, if you're a loser, you're just a piece of shit. We one time played Monopoly and our dad was losing so badly to us when we were kids. And my dad would be beating us and talking shit like, ah, fuck you. Like, he didn't say fuck you, but he'd be like, sucker, and just run the board. But then a game would flip and he would be losing and he would be so mad, like seriously so mad. And we'd start talking back to him like, ah, and we were full on kids. And he was just like, just play the game. Just play. Play the game.
Yeah.
So mad that one time he flipped the board over.
Yes.
He never hit us, but he got so mad he like flipped the board and all the pieces were on the ground, and he's like, I'm sorry you guys, and he was like on the ground hands and he's picking up the pieces, and instead of us being like, we should be respectful, like our dad's being a sore loser, we had the disposable cameras.
Yes.
And we took pictures of him
cleaning up the game pieces. Cameras.
Oh, that's amazing.
Like, yep. And then he grounded us for that. Well, no, we were like all on a 30 minute timeout. We're like, oh, we forgot you run the house.
What were you even taking those pictures for? To like blackmail him,
just to be
job.
Funny.
Yes.
Like, I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, just to be funny, to be like, haha, you're a sore loser and you have to clean
what
up
is
like
it
a
about
bitch.
Kids that when they're
fuck
little,
you, dad.
Like, yeah. Why is your biological programming set to survivalist asshole when you're a child? Like, when you're a kid, you're just like, fuck you, I win. Like, you have no regard or humility or compassion.
I don't think all kids are like that. Some.
Most kids are
it's
like
it's definitely
that.
Stronger, though, right? Like, it's something that grows out of you. Like, there was a group of kids in a fucking, like, ice cream shop I was in this afternoon. And it was just like, oh, man.
Oh, were they talking about fingering girls? That was the last time I was in an ice cream shop in New York.
What?
That did that when I went out with Tyler. And there were boys in the... They were trying to go bang the girls at 34th and 8th or whatever the fuck.
No, these kids were like 5. They were like 5 and they were all...
Yeah, so who were they trying to finger bang?
So they were pre-finger... I don't know, maybe they're finger bang. I don't know, whatever. But they were making fun of each other like crazy. You know, like they were just being kids wired up on sugar. Like, what is it that... Why are we programmed with that? And then it...
I think also most parents are total cunts.
Yeah.
So they don't stop their children from behaving that way.
Yeah.
And then they grow up to be fathers that flip over Monopoly boards.
Yep.
It's basically what happens.
Yep. And it's so funny because my dad is so mild-mannered, but to play a game, I mean, our family's so competitive. And so that's why we'd play catch on trampoline and we'd just try to jump higher and throw the ball further. And I was right on the edge. And my whole family was out watching. So no one was like, hey, Wendy, you're really close to the edge. You're like right on the springs or right behind her. So my brother threw the ball and I jumped up super high and I
caught
it.
And just landed on the springs?
Oh, no. I landed on the ground. Like I went straight up. And I caught the ball and I remember being like, ha ha, like I caught it. And
fuck you.
And as I was falling down, I thought I was like here now, a nice soft landing on the trampoline. And I remember I could looking down the barrel of my body through my feet. I saw the trampoline.
Oh, fuck.
And I was like, oh, I'm going to the ground.
Oh, I'm dead.
And I dropped my right elbow and like, boom, right into the hard grass.
Did you break
it? Oh, I shattered the whole top of my right shoulder. But like not even in a place where they could be like, we can put a cast on it.
Where you had to hold it.
I had to be in like this weird sling.
My mom
with like
did
a
that.
Waistband.
Oh, Jesus.
That's pretty cool.
That's a nightmare.
Yeah, so trampolines are not safe.
Yeah, no, not safe at all.
But
if we learned anything in 2019,
I mean,
Happy New Year's, you guys.
That's
get
what
the
we've
fuck
learned
off the
so
trampoline.
Far this year. Yeah. We've learned don't buy trampolines.
So Megan, you were camping. Like, what's what's going on? Like, how was your trip?
You went away. You went somewhere cool and freezing.
Oh, we just went to Idyllwild. That was for New Year's.
How was that?
It was great. It was super fun.
Is that like camping or was it like...
No, it's like little chalets. It's Hicksville. It's the second Hicksville. So like the place we go every summer in Joshua Tree.
Yeah.
It's that place in Idyllwild. It was fucking awesome.
Cool.
Yeah. They say in the Haunted Mansion room was super cool and had a round bed. And I've wanted a round bed since I was a little kid.
Oh, cool.
It was fantastic. And then we stayed in the John Waters room, which was also super cool.
Fucking cool.
But like... won't stay in it again. It was cool because it was John Waters, but like the bed was really uncomfortable. It did that thing where like our body, like it just buckled in the middle.
Oh. Where Divine woke you up in the middle of the night.
Well, I think that was the problem is Divine had been sleeping in that, the ghost of Divine has been sleeping in the middle of that bed.
Yeah. Like in LA is always so genuine with their
It's so genuine. Yeah. It was super fun though. Yeah, and there was loads of snow and I fucked up my knee real bad.
How'd you do that?
Falling.
Trampoline.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, there's a trampoline in the middle of the snow.
There was snow all over the trampoline.
Snow tramps. 2019.
No, we were going to the jacuzzi, which we did. This was the second night. First night we went to the jacuzzi and me and Preston just went barefoot in the snow and ran over there because we didn't want to fucking get our shoes gross.
Right, lame. Right.
And then the second night we're going to the jacuzzi and Sarah didn't want to go in and she brought sandals. So I was like, let me wear your sandals over. Big mistake because there was zero tread on those sandals. So I'm walking and everyone's in. So everyone watches me just eat it. I fell 100% full whole body on my right knee.
Oh my God.
But I did not spill my drink.
Good for all. You.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, my knee's real fucked up. It's like real bad. Aww. I've been icing it every day. It's like I have a knee on my knee.
Oh God.
Yeah.
So that's probably fun to walk around.
I have two knees. Oh, it's great. Especially working all day.
Yeah. But I bet that feels comfortable. Are you able to walk faster? Cause you have two knees. So you can like get more done.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. My right leg's working double time. It's just constantly moving.
I barely feel it.
Yeah. It's great. It's great.
Oh, God.
Cause now all that pressure is distributed between two knees on my right side as opposed to one. So yeah, everybody get two knees.
Yeah. Now, the snow thing is like, had you been drinking before you walked over there? Or was this like the first? Because walking in the snow here, that's one of my favorite things about not drinking now is how many times I've been like when it snowed here. The first time you're like, this is great. And on a snow day, you just get hammered and you're like, we should just go outside and screw around. And then everyone just is constantly just slipping and falling.
Yeah. I dislocated my shoulder twice walking and just tripping on snow.
See, yeah, because I'd been drinking. I'd had like a few beers, but I also fell that same day stone cold sober before I'd had a drink right after breakfast because it wasn't overcast. This is it was up in the mountains, but it's still California. So it dumped snow New Year's Eve. So we get there New Year's Day, loads of snow. It's like nice and fluffy still. But then over the course of the night and the morning, once the sun comes up, there's no clouds in the sky. So all the snow just melts enough to just be a layer of ice.
That's the sweet spot.
Yep.
That's what you're looking for.
Yeah, exactly. So everything, it was just like a skating rink, the whole place.
My God.
Sounds like a riot.
But it was great. Yeah. It was great. It was great. But
other than that, so the round bed, did it move or was it just round shaped?
No.
The Haunted Mansion room?
I'll send you pictures. It was really cool. They had the long portraits.
Cool.
On the wall, they had the hitchhiking ghost.
Yeah. So I was imagining.
Was really cool.
What I'm imagining, and I wish this was the case, but it's probably not, that like above the bed, there was a mirror. And so that when you lay down, instead of the hitchhiking ghosts are like in bed in between you guys.
That would be amazing.
Where you look up and like you're fucking and then there's just like a weird.
Sucks.
Like the Haunted Mansion.
They're just like a weird naked ghost, like dry humping.
That would be amazing. No, but it was cool because the bed was the little buggy.
Cool.
Yeah. So it was like the back of the bed was like when you're sitting in the car.
Oh, God damn it. That's the best ride.
It's the best ride. I know. We have to go back because Preston's never been on it proper. He went during the stupid holidays. This nightmare before
Christmas.
He needs
to go on the regular one and then do it old school and wear a skirt and get finger banged on that ride.
Yeah. Because it's long enough and it breaks down at least twice.
I know.
Each time you're on it.
Yeah. And you can't even, and I think I told you this before, but yeah, that was an April Fool's joke I told. Which my April Fool's joke in junior high was just like, I just lied to people because I was a virgin and never kissed anyone. I was like, I got finger banged on the Haunted Mansion ride, spread the rumor. And then everyone told them, I was like, that was not true. And they were like, yeah, we all thought you were a lesbian anyway. People in junior high, because I like,
well, we changed it too. You got finger banged by a woman.
Yeah. We had to switch it. God, I never got finger banged on that. And I always wanted to, always. That's like my number one fantasy.
I'm not going to lie.
That's bizarre. I've never got finger banged on it because I have too much respect for that ride. Okay.
Yeah. I have some teenage amusement park.
My pussy, who cares? But that ride means everything.
Oh, my pussy, no respect for it. None at all. If you've seen what's gone in there, no respect. It's the Rodney Dangerfield of pussies.
Wow.
Oh, God. I'm taking a lot of valerians. I don't mean to yawn. I'm excited to see you guys. Mm-hmm. I've been like,
I'm excited to see you.
I'm on a bunch of valerian route. I'm trying to keep my adrenaline down. The day after Christmas. It's such a weird, because I'm old now.
As we
the
all
episode
are.
Came
yeah,
out.
You're a million. You're
I'm
a million.
37 now.
Yeah.
I just stayed in New York and just got fucked by Thomas almost every other day. So that was a pretty good holiday break.
That's a pretty good Christmas.
Yeah. I just got railed by Christmas. And then we might need Tyler, the lawyer. Even when I start thinking about it, my words get like mixed up and scrambled. And I notice this. The last episode we were talking about like anxiety and how to work. I emailed you guys before the show because I was like, oh, I should probably tell them this because I'm going to bring it up and I don't want it to be like, what the fuck? But I was on the day after Christmas. It was assaulted after an attempted robbery in my apartment.
What?
Which is crazy.
That's how did you not call me and tell me that?
Well, because it was the day after Christmas and I knew you were sick and I knew you had and so I was like, I had shows you would do right away after it happened.
What happened?
Oh, that's fucking crazy.
It was the guy at my laundromat. So the place where I go get my laundry done, I go there maybe like twice a month. If the laundry in my building is full or busy and I'll just drop it off there.
It's like
there.
A wash and fold.
Yeah. Fluff and fold. And I do my dry cleaning there.
Yeah.
And it's like on my block. On my block. And so the couple that owns it, the woman is the wife, it's Wendy and the husband is John. And I'm going to say his name. And I won't give the address because not that anyone's going to show up to my apartment. Oh, wait, that's already happened too. Yeah, I mean,
I don't know. Maybe people that listen to this should show up to your apartment.
I know. Actually, they probably should because, yeah, people are showing up to my apartment. I'm getting a lot of unwanted attention.
It's an anxiety riddle holiday.
I mean, well, you know, but I mean, fucking thank. I would like to thank both of those men for saving money on Red Bull because I have not needed any.
Yeah, right?
Just my instinct is I'm like, oh, I need a Red Bull. And I'm like, nope. I'm just constantly, and I'm not, and I haven't been drinking because I'm like, I need to be ready to fight for my life.
What the fuck? Okay, wait.
Okay, so the laundromat thing. So this is the most bizarre, and this is why it was so surreal. So I know this couple. I've known them for the last 7 months, right? They're an older, and this is not a microaggression, but I think this adds to the story because if we're being honest, if I were to be like, we all know that men are evil, right? Yes, okay. But if you had to pick the least terrifying race of man, one might say an Asian man. Because you'd be like, oh, he's like an older Asian guy. Very sweet. I see him when I walk down the street. And he's always like, hi. And
he's like a kind older person. Yeah, he's a very, like, cool. Right.
Well, yeah. but still, like, you know, a lot of older white men are real fucking. I don't think every older white man is kind.
True.
But, and so, you know, take that for what it is. But I think I don't know why, but I feel like that makes it seem like
your experience
more scary because you're like, oh, a white man, I could kind of see that. But you're like a kindly Asian man who every time I see him, he's like giving me snacks and I go in there and they're always like, here, here's food. And I'm friends with
told me. No, you've told me about the couple.
And they're great. And their daughter's always there. And I say hi to their daughter. Anyway, so I go there on the 26th and there are two big old, two IKEA bags of laundry and they were unevenly packed. So I couldn't get them both over my shoulders. The one, and I was going to open up the thing and move it half and half because it's half a block away. So I go and I'm trying to get the laundry over my shoulders and they do free delivery. And I always pay cash and I always tip them. And Wendy was like, she's like, no, here, John. And she's like, John. And she's, you know, speaks to him in Chinese and she's like, help him. or help her. And
no, she said him.
She probably did say him, because this is also important to the story, just to paint a picture for you. It was the first day of my period. Okay. And I had no makeup on and I was wearing my mom's old jeggings, which are jean leggings.
Oh, Jammers fans know what jeggings are. Yeah. You do not have to explain what fucking jeggings are to these monsters.
Yes, that's why I'm so glad to be back here with the Jammers. It's so nice to be back on the compound, where I don't have to do a pause when I explain that I was wearing my mom's hand-me-down jeggings. And it was the first day of my period, full pad, and not even like an active pad, not like a fitness pad. You know, it comes with the fitness, you get a discount. Fitness bread, yeah. Fitness pad.
Fitness bread, fitness pad.
Right.
It's the same girl on both. Right.
And it's actually the same material in both.
Yeah. Well, no, it's just the fitness bread. Yeah, the fitness pad is just a piece of fitness bread with sticky tape on the
right.
bottom.
Yeah. And you know what I do? I put a half a stick of butter on both of those bad boys. So I have a giant fitness, it's not a fitness pad, it's like an old school bulky thick pad. So I have, and I'm standing up, and you guys can't see it, but I'm just, so I have like this full pad, and so it, I mean, it looks like.
You have a dick.
I have a yeah, dick.
It, you're packing.
It probably looks like your double knee. So it's like, so I got a double cunt.
You got a pussy on your pussy.
Right. I got a pussy. It's like a push-up bra, but for your pussy. So it's like a push-down pad.
Yeah.
Really just an engorged Ooh. Double cunt. And so I'm like, so that's how, so they, she may have said, sir.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
said, help him.
She was like, sir, sir.
Help the... The man, the
help
man,
the elderly man,
help the elderly
sad
man.
Old man.
All he could find were jeggings. That's the only thing that could fit
this
his giant
so
dick.
This is so sad.
Oh my God.
Quick, get his clothes home for him right. so he can change.
So I get my stuff and I'm like, no, I got it. He goes, no, I'll help you. I'll help you. I was like, okay. So he's got one of those little wheelie carts and I'm like, oh, this is nice. So he wheels the laundry. We walk half a block and I walk upstairs and I carry the lighter bag and he gets a heavier bag. I walk upstairs into my, open the door to my apartment. I walk in, I put down the first bag and I turn expecting to like lean outside of the door and get the second bag of laundry. As soon as I turn around, the door shuts and he is in my apartment and he closed the door behind him. And I didn't have that initial panic because I was like, oh, okay, maybe.
And also like, you know, this guy, I mean, in right. a casual way, but you see this guy all the time.
Right.
And you're like friendly with him and his wife and daughter.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like a neighborhood dude.
Right.
It's like a neighborhood guy.
It's a business
that you know.
You frequent. You right. kind of yeah. know those people.
And it's like, I give them money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I go there a lot and I give them money. So I'm like,
Wendy, did you think about that? Maybe he was trying to pay you back. Like he felt so yeah. grateful for all the tips you've given him over the many months like, that he was like, I'll give you a tip.
Yeah. The tip of my tongue on the top of that
Assault.
Double cunt.
Oh,
so. This was a weird thing. So I see him, he drops the bag, the door shut. I didn't have an initial thing of, I wasn't initially panicked. So he puts the bag down and this is the craziest thing. His posture, and I'm just standing to show my, so his posture like changed where he stood up very straight. And on my table, I had a stack of money. It wasn't very much, it was like $27, but I had a stack of cash there and I was going to tip him anyway.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I put the bag down. I see him. He stands up really straight and like a light, his whole face changed and he dove and lunged and grabbed the stack of money and pulled it in. And I was like, is this motherfucker trying to rob me?
Jesus.
So then I freak out and I'm grabbing. So I grab the money and my first, it's so weird. Like we've talked about this like in scary movies.
When something fucking crazy happens.
You're always like, I would tell the monster to go away. But right. in real life.
Well,
right,
yeah, but then.
This.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's like we've talked about this. And specifically, I believe in the same circumstance when mm-hmm. a man is being mean to a lady.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Everyone has great advice and knows what to do. And then it happens. And you're like. Yeah.
Yeah. It's this fight or flight thing.
Yeah.
So I'm grabbing the money back and forth. And I'm like, here. And I just kept, I'm like, here, let me pay you. Let me pay you is what I just kept saying to him. Like,
yeah.
And I'm like, let me pay you. And then he goes, he's like, no. And he throws the money on the ground. And then he takes his hands and he grabs my face with both of his hands. And he pushes me up against the wall. And he puts one hand around me like a tight hug. And then puts his face in close by my neck. And so he's like breathing on my neck. And so with his other hand.
What the fuck?
I know. And then with his other hand, he starts rubbing my body like up and down. Like a one-handed jack-off of a giant dick. Like,
God damn it.
Maybe he's just like, I would grab a pussy, but it's so big. I'm afraid to see what's down there.
He's like, I might end up like in like my full body right. inside of it.
But maybe if I just like
she
rub
might
the
suck
side,
me up.
Right. Her cunt, it looks so giant that maybe if I rub the side, the vibration will get her off. I just want to make her feel good. She gives us so much extra money.
Yeah, she gives us so much money. She's such a good tipper. Again, he was just trying to be nice, Wendy.
I know.
You're being a real bitch about that.
Yeah. And I wasn't even wearing makeup.
Crazy.
Yeah, I know. I should be grateful, really, as a bitch.
What a compliment. I know. What a compliment. You didn't even have makeup on. Yep. You were wearing your mother's jeggings.
Full pad. No makeup. I know.
He was probably like, I got to pull this lady out of this obvious crippling depression she's in right now. She just needs a man to pay attention to her.
Yeah, she did. Look. Here, look. I'll give you a little rub. I'll give you a little side rub.
Oh. Look. You're pretty. You're pretty.
Oh, I'm going to take your money. Did that wake you up? There's that smile. There's a smile I was looking for.
There's that smile. Show you me some, smile more.
Show me
You're
some teeth.
You're so pretty when you smile.
Show me some teeth, princess. Oh, almost took your money. Oh, almost grabbed your pussy. Nope, rubbing your sides.
So even weirder. That's even weirder.
I know.
I'd be like, just grab my tits. Don't, why are you rubbing my sides?
No, well, that's the thing too.
I feel more violated.
Yeah,
because I don't know what you're after here.
Yeah, I was so confused. And the thing too is, it's like, if you are trying to like rev me up to fuck, like when you rub the side, that's like the least sexy part, because that's where like all the fat is. So it's like, oh no, this is wrong.
Either way, maybe his hands were cold. At all, like, did you? Like,
no, I was just panicked. I just was panicked, and I was like, please stop, let me pay you. I just kept saying that.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, I can get back to the community. Let's do role reversal. Let me pay you.
So wait, what happened?
So then when I was like, let me pay you. He just stopped and he like stood back. It was almost like he was possessed and he snapped out of some weird thing. And he looked at me and he goes, no, no money. And I was like, here, let me give you $5. Like, I didn't know what to do. I was just like, let me pay you.
Yeah.
Cause that's what they say. Like when you, with sex workers, they're like, you know, you don't pay him to fuck, you pay him to leave. So I was like, maybe I'll use that mentality on him. Here's $5. Get the fuck out.
Please leave.
And so he just like, he's like, no. And then he like, and then he just kind of looked down at the ground and he opened the door and like walked out. And I was like, what the fuck? And it was like $6.50. And then I had an 8 o'clock show in Brooklyn. So I was like,
oh Jesus.
And I just sat there shaking and I was like, all right, I guess I got to go to a show. And it was like,
holy fuck.
And so I was like, I can't even think about this because it's going to be so upsetting that I won't be able to process.
Welcome to the wonderful world of fucking comedy, where it's like you get assaulted and you're like, I got a gig.
Well, I mean, and you can't, and I didn't realize this is what's crazy. And it's been like acute anxiety, because we have like anxiety, but this is like, I mean, I walked into that room and I already don't like big public places. I don't like big crowds and all that kind of stuff. But I mean, I walked in and it's like when I go into crowded spaces, it's like a blur and I notice the sound and everything's really intense. And I was like, holy shit. And people were like, hey, I'm making eye contact and hugging and touching you. And my body was like, just like trembling. And I'm like,
yeah,
this is fucking crazy. Mm. So I read the first comic that I saw, Jordan Temple. I haven't seen him for a while. I was like, hey, and he goes, hey, how are you? And I'm like, good. And I go, I was just assaulted by my laundry guy. And he goes, what? I go, I wasn't raped or anything, but he tried to rob me. And he's like, holy shit. I just had to say that now. So I don't say it when I go on stage. Cause it was a really good show. It was like a sold out. It was like 150 people. If you're in Brooklyn, go check it out. Comics, you should know. It's a great show. My performance is great. But I was just, I mean, I had to be like, pull it together. And then I had another spot that night, but it's like, but I haven't really processed it, but it's like fucking.
So you didn't call the cops or anything?
Well, no, I wrote out a police report because what is there to report?
It's an assault.
He broke
into your apartment and he assaulted you.
He didn't break into my apartment.
No, but he assaulted you.
Right. But then, and I talked to my parents who are retired cops.
Yeah.
Oh no, I just blacked out and just like, was like, I have other stuff to do. I can't like, and not to, and I know it sounds like shitty, but then it was like, I just had shit to do. And then I was like, and then the first free day I had was my birthday. And I'm like, do I want to go to the police station on my birthday? Which is like, and then, but I wrote out a police, like what happened. And so I'm just going to take it into the police station and be like, look, here's this. Cause I talked to my parents who were all, they're retired now, but they're all cops.
Right.
And I was like, realistically, what can be done? And they're like, well, it's something where they're like, honestly, so the burden of proof is on me.
Right.
Because he'll just be like, that didn't happen.
Well, yeah.
And so when I go to the, I'm just going to be like, look, I'm reporting this. And the reason that I decided to write, I should tell somebody, even if nothing, it's like, I mean, at this point, I don't really like, it was gnarly and it affected me, But like, I can work past the anxiety. But if he's doing that to other people, there needs to be a track record. And that's what it is that little things like this happen.
They don't get reported.
They don't get reported because people go, yeah, but it's probably nothing really happened. But then it escalates. And so you need to, and that's from watching murder shows.
Yeah.
Which I watch because there's this crazy serial killer. And then it was like, because he did all this stuff and nobody reported it.
Would it be worth ratting him out to the fucking woman that runs the shop?
His wife?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something that was, so the letter that I wrote, because one of those things where because in my mind, and I think a lot of women do this, and men too, whatever, but mostly women, like when you get assaulted or something like this happens, your first thing is like, well, it's like even you with the manager, with the old manager at the place when he was like, you and me are going to come to blows. It's like, I don't want to say that and make a bigger problem than I have to.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, it's women always want to like, nah, I don't want to be a bother.
Yeah. So I wrote out just exactly what happened. My mom was like, just write out exactly what happened. And she's like, and you have to use the very most simple language. Like you're writing it for dumb people. Cause she goes, if it does go to court, the people that are going to have read this are people that were too stupid to get out of jury duty.
Yeah.
I was like, so I wrote it out, basic format, what happened. And I'm going to go on Wednesday because I mean, there's a lot of good news that I have happening, which is like,
you have shit going on.
I have a lot of shit. A lot of really cool stuff going on. And I'm like, I can't let this anxiety like take over my whole life because like I have like 12-hour shoot days tomorrow and two, but Wednesday is, so on Wednesday I'm going to the police department and I'm just going to be like, look, here's this. And then I have to figure out if I want to file charges. But then I also was thinking about, I for sure I'm going to go tell his wife.
Yeah.
And then someone was like, put it on Yelp. I'm like, that's hilarious, but also like a good idea.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah. That's kind of genius. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, what?
You can anonymously put that on Yelp.
Bigger question. Where are you going to get your laundry done from now?
Yeah.
It's hard to find a good place to do your laundry,
if you think
Steven.
This is the worst Seinfeld episode.
Especially in the city.
Yeah. If you think
Jesus,
I haven't been turning the same sweatshirt inside out for the last
Kramer
week, you're
never
wrong.
Went through this. Fuck. God damn it.
I know they were good. There was always a little bit of cum in my socks, but you know what? The socks were always matched up.
Yeah, exactly. Which that's hard.
They do. They match up my socks perfectly and they do such a great job and they organize like pants with pants. I mean, it's really
impressive.
You can't find places like, I'm just saying this, you know, maybe don't be a bitch about this, Wendy. Maybe this is one of those. You're just like, hey.
Yeah. I mean, maybe
sometimes your elderly Asian local laundromat owner.
Right.
Kindly walks your things to your apartment and brutally assaults you and tries to rob you.
And that's
but
something
you have to weigh.
Right.
Is it worth losing the lawn? I'm just.
Right. So think
I'm just
about
being devil's advocate.
So think about this, Wendy. So think about the pain of that experience and the stress of that assault. Right now, I want you to compare that with the pain of going up and down two flights of stairs to do your own laundry.
Yeah,
think about that.
See, this is
six
what I'm
hours. Six
this
hours.
Is what I'm saying.
When you could be out gallivanting around getting assaulted by lots of other people.
Anyone else?
So many other business owners.
You could be assaulted by your future husband.
Yeah. I could be assaulted. I could be assaulting. But instead I'm stuck in my apartment building just safely going up and down two
flights of
stairs.
Not getting assaulted by anyone?
Right. Doing my own laundry.
What is this? The 1800s? Come on.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Everyone wants a safe space. I need a safe space. These millennials, everyone's so sensitive. Get out there.
No one wants to get assaulted anymore.
I know. Get out there.
Everybody's meeting people on Tinder. No one's meeting people in the real world where you just get raped in the streets or assaulted in your apartment.
Right. Bunch of snowflakes.
Does love even exist anymore? You know what I mean?
I know. I don't think so. I seriously, and can I tell you honestly, when he grabbed my face, it's so weird what your brain does. When he grabbed my face and pulled it, and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to get, I was like, oh fuck. First I was like, I'm getting robbed. And my body lit up. And then I was like, oh my God, am I going to get raped? And my next thought after that was, oh my God, I'm not wearing makeup. I don't know.
Damn it.
I don't know.
If I'm getting raped, I want to look good.
I know. That was 100%. And I remember,
I'm like laugh crying at you right now.
No,
like,
one will believe. No one will believe you got raped if you don't have mascara running down your face.
I know. Well, that's the other thing too, because that's the other problem. If I'm being fully honest, I'm like, I gotta go report this, and I'm like, I gotta like, how do I want to?
I look terrible.
Yeah, I look terrible. No one's gonna believe me. And then I got dressed up. I'm like, yeah, this is like too slutty. It looks like I'm like asking for it. And so he's like, okay, these jeans look too good. That's why I've been eating pecan pie twice a day. I want to get.
So when you go to the police station, they're like, well, no, then they'd be like, this is bullshit. No one's look at how huge your pussy is.
Right. I gotta wait till I'm off my period. I am off my menses.
Make sure you mention that when you're at the police station, too.
I'll walk in and I'll be like, I was on my period. I don't know. They're like, ma'am, what you're describing, it sounds like he's in love with you.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't let this one get away.
Right. How about this? We're going to
He touched your disgusting fat sides.
Right.
He was trying to fuck you. He was into fucking you on your period.
Yep.
This sounds, I mean... A good man's hard to find, miss.
Right. And he does laundry?
He folds?
Welcome to 2019. I have never been more uncomfortable. I love you guys.
Really? Because me and Wendy are right at home right now.
Really? Can I tell you?
And the home is the Jammers compound.
Honestly, when this happened, I was like, when it happened, because I told a couple people and I was like really upset, but can it be, I was so excited. I was like, man, I can't wait to talk about this with you guys. Because I'm like, I'm going to be able to relax. Once I talk to Megan about this, and especially if we're looking at each other, I'm like, this is going to help me relax. To make fun of it.
Yeah, realizing that you let the love of your life walk out of your life.
I just think about it. It's just me, like, just sadly, like, leaning against the dry cleaner window with my hand on the thing.
No, and it's like a view, like, it's got the frost around the window because it's winter.
Sax music.
Yep. It's just me just, like, looking in.
Just a big old blood stain on the back of your mom's jeggings.
I walk into his wife, I bring the letter, and she's like, what are you trying to accuse? No, I'm just letting you know how much your husband loves me.
Yeah. God. No, this is a letter telling, this is divorce papers, miss. Right. I'm breaking up your family. Come on, let's go.
I keep thinking I'm going to cut, but just, you know.
No, why would you cut? This is great. This is actually like a beautiful love story.
It is a beautiful. No, this is like a, this is a classic Hollywood love story.
See, and
directed
this,
by Woody
man,
Allen.
Man travels across the sea to to open a laundromat in the big city with his wife, who he doesn't love. He doesn't love her.
Oh,
it's not the truest love.
Another woman leaves her home as well to pursue her dreams in the big city. By happenstance, they just meet.
Yep.
And then over many months.
Right, of him of, handling of, my dirty underwear and dirty socks.
Exactly.
Sniffing.
Oh, he smelled the fuck out of your underwear for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I bet he's put them in your mouth. This is still part of the romantic Hollywood tale, by the way. And like, there's like a nice, like, soft music.
Right.
As he's just like chewing on the crotch of your underwear like a dog.
He's there's soft music.
There's like soft music while he's got one pair of my underwear shoved up his own asshole, one in his mouth, and he's jacking off with a third pair.
Oh, I was gonna say he's also tied bunny ears around his dick with your underwear.
Yeah, he made a cock ring out of a pair of my underwear. He's just ferociously jacking off into the cookies that he offers me when I come in to pick up my laundry.
Yeah. Well, that's why he's like, obviously you're in love with me. You eat those cum cookies I give you fucking weirdo.
I'm like, what is this frosting? It's umami. Americans don't get our flavoring. But it's good, and it's like, because it's like cross-cultural, you know? It's like the age difference.
I mean, I just have to...
Every country understands the language of love.
We write good movies all the time.
Right.
I don't think we've yet conquered, like, a romantic drama. Because I'm not saying this is a romantic comedy. Of course, there'll be humorous moments in it.
Upside
like
downs.
The assault.
Yeah. Right.
Which I'm picturing, like... Bumbling and Benny Hill music.
Oh, for sure.
It.
Absolutely. Just like a wacky slapstick. Yeah. Like,
just yakety sax. Just like.
What are we calling this masterpiece? Is it The Biggest Sick?
No.
No.
Okay.
I mean, Fluff and Fuck, because you want to do something because it's a laundry place. So we could do something
I know. I'm trying to think of it, but like, I want it romantic. It's fluff and fuck. That's what that's what the porn parody of our Oscar winning movie will
right.
be.
Right.
No, this is not a good idea, but I am just workshopping.
like starch in my heart.
You got heart. I mean, heart starch.
Heart starch is good. I'm trying to think of something with fold.
Wash yeah. and the flow of love.
Could be. What could be fold? I was going to say fluff and luff, but that doesn't work. And that's
no,
very
dumb. That's
dumb,
also not a word.
I know. And that's why I thought I was like, that could be, that'll be the cartoon parody.
Yeah.
Fluff
yeah.
and luff. It's about a dog and a turtle.
Well, this is here. We're listeners. You can, we won't give you credit, obviously. Right. For the movie title, but
right.
send us suggestions.
We've hit full listener submissions.
Yeah. Come on, they'll help us come up with ideas.
Yeah.
Because see, like, we can't, I mean, sometimes it comes to you, sometimes it doesn't, sometimes you got to workshop it.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I mean, this is, we put just wrote this fantastic
right.
film. So.
Yeah. Oh, man, I wish we could think, I'm trying to, this is, goddamn it. Knock yeah. it come out. Up, send us ideas. I know a couple people on Instagram that are real good with their puns.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to get, I think we're going to get, and then next week we'll finish writing the.
We'll yeah. finish the tale.
Yeah. yeah. Ooh, and this will be fun. Oh, and can I tell you that I did, after that happened on Wednesday, I still had two sweaters there that I had to pick up on Friday.
Oh.
Did you see him?
Yeah. And I took Thomas with me.
Did he, what did he do when you saw him?
He offered me.
Cookies.
He
cookies?
Smiled a lot and he offered me a stack of 10 cookies.
Jesus. Maybe he's fucking full on schizophrenic. That's fucking bonkers.
And I don't think he's schizophrenic. I mean, and then I said no.
I just think he's a man.
Yeah, I don't think he's schizophrenic. He's a man. And Thomas was like, we walked out and he's like, that guy seems nice. He offered you food, you bitch.
Two drifters off to see the world. There's such a lot of world to see.
Holy shit, the world's going out of control, so let's try to work on that a little bit, right? Hey,
we're after that same rainbows and waiting round the bend, my huckleberry friend, moon, river.